if anybody's listening, the first question has got to be, can you tell me what is Suede Labs? What do you guys do?
That's a very broad question. Being we call ourselves a full stack creative platform. So we give artists not only the ability to secure IP, but also to monetize, because a lot of these intermediaries that record labels have kind of relied on using as a barrier, because if you didn't have these, you had no chance. These things now are just blown out of, you know, there's no barrier to them. I can run an AI agent that analyzes a crowd that's located in some, you know, far off geographic region, and analyze my music, find what's viral in my music according to them, and put it in front of them using that AI agent as a conduit. So there's a lot of different ways that we leverage AI, but I think there were a lot of great things that were brought up. And I think, you know, kind of answering a few of them or kind of giving my two cents on it might help a little bit. But I think, you know, AI music is going to, if anything, and I'm a libertarian at heart, so I tend to think that people are kind of just going to figure these things out. And sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But I think that, you know, the music is going to dilute itself to the point where the only thing that's going to stand out is higher quality music. And I would also say that I don't think if this were the 90s, if this were different time periods in which people were very tied into their music, tied into their musicians, I don't think this would have as much of a chance of proliferation, because people had that closeness of, you know, going to FYE and getting a CD. And so bringing back peer-to-peer music, I think, kind of reinstalls that relationship with the artist. But I think intentions matter. And I think, you know, a good example is Taylor Swift. When she launched an album, I think the hedge fund launched one too, and she said, don't buy that. And it sold 18 copies, not 18 million, not 18, 18 copies. And then she launched it and it sold out. So I think if people, you know, come to blockchain with a sincere wanting to actually learn about it, not just extract value from the people that are already there, I think there's a ton of potential. And we facilitate that in a major way, because like I said earlier, in Web3, we have a way to monetize that is unique to us. But yeah, I think more than anything, the blockchain is going to give artists the same way we talk about self-sovereignty. I think creative sovereignty is just as important, if not more. And we use blockchain to reinstall that to the artists, so they're not paying CD fees still in 2025 when a CD hasn't been made, you know, on most albums for years. So I think it's just a better option. And I would urge everybody to go to suedeai.ai, suedeai.fun. The last thing that I'll say regarding, you know, the pump fund topic, because I think it's interesting. I do think it serves a purpose in the regards that it sensationalizes the industry enough to bring eyes to it. And people start saying, well, this creator's getting, you know, wealthy. And I believe in platforms like Drew mentioned, you know, Arena, more so. I think it's a more sustainable model. But I think that it, kind of the same way the circus brought attention to kind of like theatrical productions, I think Pump Fund does that well, and we'll get eyes on our industry. Maybe not the greatest attention up front, but that is going to be kind of, I think, facilitating a paradigm shift that helps people to want to know more. If that
absolutely
makes sense.
Absolutely. No, I love the approach. And you know, what I noticed, I heard that you had recently had a kind of like a rebranding or a revamping. Yes. What do you think kind of sparked this change, and what's different now compared to the way things were before with what you're building here?
So great question. So in the beginning, you know, our main model was build every artist an AI agent of their own that has their own model that they fine-tuned, that they trained, so that if a studio wants a song, they can't, you know, circumvent the artist. They've got to go to that artist's model, which is verified on chain. But ultimately the goal was to empower artists, and these tools are so readily accessible, like what I was talking about earlier, that I think we have such an opportunity to, with analog musicians as well, to give them a sounding board and give them a way to have some agency over their ability to earn, because you know money is very taboo to a lot of artists. But when you're hungry, and you know, like Drew said, and I've heard Drew's music, it's great. You know, when you're
hungry,
I looked it up specifically, man.
Okay.
Yeah, it chugs. But no, I think, you know, there's definitely that interest there. And I think, you know, eventually when you get screwed around by a record label long enough, you're going to want to look at alternatives, even if they are considered, you know, somewhat greasy to you or something, you know? So I think there's a ton of potential for analog musicians, and that's really what that signals, I think, more than anything.
Man, you are, Pulse is calling me out. I'm blushing here a little bit. I've only, you know, I mean, it's been like,
you know, a lot of people.
Good. It's good.
I've seen a lot of flowers at Drew before, but I ain't seen him light up like that. You went straight to his heart, man.
Shoot, man.
Yeah, it was great. Oh my gosh. That's yeah, and I've listened a few times.
I mean, so this, I mean, first of all, I like this, but is there a core mission that is still remaining the same, or have you had any evolution in, you know, kind of reflecting new opportunities or maybe challenges you ran into that have kind of changed your trajectory of where you're trying to go with this?
It's a great question. I think I came in a bit more humble than I needed to be, in the sense that I didn't really know just how far we could expand and encompass kind of artists' autonomy and give them all these tools that are incredibly valuable, that are, you know, leveraged by record labels for their anointed few, give them the ability to utilize these same tools in a more effective manner, because record labels are very archaic. I realized that we could do much more than I thought we could in the beginning. And we can offer in regards to, you know, like you said, launching tokens in a way that doesn't require an artist to actually sell their token on their fans, which is a horrific dynamic, you know, for peer-to-peer music. It's PvP music, you know? And so I think I just realized that the scope was so much wider due to the technology advancing, and we had so much potential to do, you know, really great things, and just how much easier that gets kind of week by week with the advancement with AI and, you know, having the ability to make something into an app very quickly and you know, have communication across the globe so easily. I've been in blockchain for 9 years. I've always loved it. I've always known what it's capable of, but I don't think I really understood just how much we could integrate it into really restoring sovereignty on a more like essence type level, I guess.
So it's been a minute, but I was actually thinking back across my schedule. I think I had a conversation with you quite a while back mm-hmm. before you guys did a rebrand. And I'm actually kind of curious now. I'm drawing the lines between the two. What are some of the things that you guys have changed, or maybe capabilities that you would be excited to tell people about since you've done this?
It's a great question. So we've added so many features. So we've actually added the ability to clone voices, your own voice, and you save it in a database, you pull it up, and it's no cost. And you can make a song with your voice. And I think that's useful for artists. You know, we're overly critical of ourselves. So if you think, man, I couldn't do an R&B song, and you hear your voice in it, you might see that maybe you're inclined without that same sort of trepidation. But we've actually just, so we've bridged to bass, and we have huge synergies there. None bigger than the fact that I think we are the first AI agent that's graduated to ACP, which is Agentic Commerce Protocol, and it's with virtuals. And basically, not to get too technical, but we have an exposed backend, and it's a plugin that people can API into. And I say people, I mean agents. So they can call our agent all day. Somebody can go on and request a song from Butler, and it will connect them right to our agent. Our agent makes song. It can make, the scaling is limitless. It can make thousands of songs in a couple hours. And it can make someone a song within a minute, you know, studio grade. So I think kind of that agentic sort of wraparound is incredible for revenue. And I look at it kind of like the Tesla model, where we're building expensive cars up front so that we can build like really, you know, affordable, reasonable cars later. So it's a way to kind of fund the bigger mission, having these agents just queuing each other all day. And then taking that money, we have programs like in Africa and Asia which we go to schools and sponsor and, you know, get instruments and, you know, open up the technology. And we've made it in a way that everything is built in the browser. So you can run this on a Raspberry Pi. And like I said earlier, you have virtual instruments of everything that's ever existed. And if you've got just a regular keyboard, not even a MIDI keyboard, you can play all those instruments. So, you know, I really think that the global, like I said, kind of how broad this is, really is pretty cool. And I think music is one thing that's pretty much universal to most people. And I think it can also bring us a lot of good. And that's where we're positioned for that sort of direction, if that makes sense.
I love it. And I think Matt Case, I like this question Matt Case dropped. Matt, do you want to run this question by him real quick?
Yeah,
this
man.
Is a very good very good question I want to run.
Yeah, what about artists that have died? Like artists like Jackson, Prince, Elvis. Mm-hmm. How are there estates dealing with AI and potentially making new music, I guess?
So the precedent,
you have a verification tool. Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, so the precedent, it isn't retroactive, and this will likely change as things evolve and these go in front of judges. But at this point, one of the great elements, and we've gotten a legal opinion on this, is that artists can, and with these models that I was discussing earlier, if somebody goes to the Weeknd's model, that somebody can be their family and they can use that in perpetuity. And if people continue to like what it's creating, they can have a direct connection to the musician because everything was fine-tuned by that musician. So those outputs were directed by them. We host the model, they have a very blank slate, and then they fine-tune it in a way that envisions what they're what they stand for. And the way they do that is what musicians do best. They just jam with it and it goes around in these iterative feedback loops and it just kind of learns each time more about what the musician is inclined for. But to answer your question, the estates can earn in perpetuity, and you know, those things will probably change. I think that'll continue to be the case, but we'll have more clarity on it as it becomes a bigger question.
So what are some of the things that maybe you've done to revamp where you guys have been positioned to stay ahead of other competitors in the space? Because like I mentioned, I've run into communities that already use AI music. What are you doing at Suede to stay one step ahead of all the rest?
So, and that's a great question. And I think what is really unique, and when I say we're the only music agent in ACP, we are. There's a million trading bots, agents. There's you know, a million DeFi AI bots. But I think, you know, the necessity of training the initial model with a community that is of has skin in the game, they're invested into the token early on. And I think that really is a territory that you can't walk into disingenuously. So it's something that one of the few things that I think this community level of interest and incentive alignment, you can't buy, you can't really build. It just needs to kind of happen over time. And it just needs to be people kind of seeing the vision, becoming more and more clear and believing in it and wanting to be a part of it. So I think that's very unique. And I don't think that we'll see any AI music, you know, soon, or the Udios, the big ones, dipping their toes into that because they're so caught up in so much legal ease as it is. To add blockchain on top of it, I don't think they would ever mess with it, nor would any, I think, large studio, you know, launch a token. I didn't think the president would, and that happened, so who knows? But, you know, I think this is territory that a lot of people are, you know, tread lightly on.
Absolutely. That just like, so, you know, first of all, everyone that's listening, go make sure to follow Suede Labs. You can find them here on Twitter. I just had you guys pulled up here. Here you go. AI Suede. Yes. AI Suede, SUEDE. Definitely keep up with them. Now, what can users or partners or people watching here, what would your, you know, call to action be, right? Or what would, you know, the main thing, someone watching here that wants to get involved, where would you direct them to kind of start the journey and understanding what you're building out here?
So reach out to us. We have over 4,000 ambassadors that are educating people across the globe. So if you have a question, we love to get involved. But if you were to go to suedeai.ai, type in a few sentences, maybe put a voice clip of yourself, create a song with that, and then you own that song 100%. Suno and Udio, based on the plans that you pay for, own a percentage of anything that you do create. But use that, and then you'll have the stems that you can bring into a DAW, and you can start manipulating. And this is where I think musicians really come into play, in the fact they can start manipulating MIDI data. And I think it's a way for people to start being interested in music theory in a way that's kind of 2025. And I think kids, you know, that's why we have these school initiatives. They'll make a diss track about their friends, and then they maybe want to speed it up. So they pull the MIDI into the DAW, and they're, next thing they know, they're, you know, speeding to 120 BPM or 130. And then they see, well, I don't like this note. And they see if they raise it a third, now it's a happy song. It's no longer sad. So it's kind of a way to almost like Trojan horse music theory onto people. So I would say just jump on and let the website lead you, because I'm a little long-winded. But yeah, go to swadeai.ai, and there are so many different, you know, opportunities and potentials for artists to kind of add to their toolbox and have a chance of really like getting by on a
always advocated is that users need to try a product before they really judge it. So people need to go to the website. Yes. People need to see what they can do. People need to see the samples. You don't understand the depth and breadth of an AI tool really until you apply what you think you need from it to it. So Johnny, I think you're right. Thank you for pulling up here and bringing swadeai.ai to the show today. This is a great conversation. What's great is everybody up here had their own little background in this. I had no idea how diverse all you guys were, but we need to get together and jam sometime. I'd pull out a trap set and keep a rhythm for Drew. We could shred. We could groove. Absolutely. We'll do that, you guys. Sometime we'll get together and do it. But what we're going to do is we're going to follow everybody that's in this space. Everybody like Asan and Adam and Matt, Maddie Greenspan, Maddie All In. We got the Mats here today. All these guys have their accounts on X where they do spaces and write posts. And I would love it if you followed them, because they chose to donate their time today to be here to help you be entertained and educated. So we ask that you follow them. Thank you guys for pulling up so much. And thank you to Druth and everybody else at IBC for putting together these shows. It is a blessing to be out here. I feel very fortunate to have these conversations with you guys, and I look forward to running it back again with you. Drew, what do you say we close this one up? Are you ready?
Yeah, I mean, you guys buckle up. Honestly, from a TA perspective, this is a absolutely ridiculously awesome time coming up for altcoins. You know, what's being developed in the, you know, crypto ecosystem is incredible to me. You know, and hearing this, this really, it was kind of perfect that I was on the show, because this is something that I have a lot of experience dealing with the existing music industry, and seeing products like Suede trying to shake it up and trying to give some power back. But also what you mentioned, Johnny, about testing out different notes, different timings. I mean, that's extremely important for someone to expand on their creativity. I think everyone out there has the ability to sing. It just depends on what note, what key, and what tempo. I think everyone's got it in them. It's just about finding that you know, kind of right movement. So really appreciate everyone that listened to the show here. We got like over 60,000. What is it at here? It's we had a lot of people pop in here and check it out. So if you're interested, go check out Suede AI. I'm gonna go help the wonderful wife cook some delicious margarita pizza. Love and appreciate every single one of you out there, and look forward to the next one, Johnny.
If I could say one last thing, thanks so much for having me on. I'm supposed to mention this. I'm not the best chill or hype man because I love the technology, but we actually are in finalizing talks with partnership with one of the probably top three largest companies in the world. So I did want to mention that. I was supposed to mention it, forgot somehow.
You just dropped that at the end of the show. Unbelievable. That. Unbelievable.
But thanks, guys. It's really been an honor. Thank you so much. All right.
Be good, everyone. We'll see you on the next show. Take care.
Thank you.
Gee, drops the bomb. Drops the bomb at the end. Unreal.
Hey, Johnny, are you seeing any interest from estates, from some of these artists that have passed away? And are they inclined to make any deals?
Not so far. So it's still kind of something. It's